everybody. How is it going? Yeah, that's right. Right over here. Guys, I'm so excited. I'm coming with a lot of energy today, and you're going to feel that, and rightly so, because I'm so excited for this class on Christian Essentials. Hey, welcome to this class. I'm so excited for this four-week class, this equipping class, where we are going to look at four essential doctrines of the faith, as well as four essential practices of the faith. If I haven't met you yet, my name is Cale Freeman. I serve as one of the pastors here. I'm the pastor of discipleship, which means that I get to do a lot of our educational ministry. And man, I am just so excited for us to look at the doctrines of the good news, the doctrines of the Trinity, doctrines of the Bible, and the doctrines of the church today. And that's really because what we want to see as pastors of this church is really a church that is founded on the fundamentals, one that never graduates from the fundamentals, where we are not just trying to learn something like the gospel and move on from that, but we're just trying to go more and more to greater depths in the gospel and in the good news. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks, because Jesus Christ truly changes everything, and he changes individuals like ourselves, and he changes churches like Frontline Church. So man, it's not lost on me that you guys are taking out another part of your Sunday, your hard-wrought Sundays, to be here. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for your interest in learning about the scriptures and learning more and more about your faith. Now, I know some people who are coming to this class, maybe you're new to the faith, maybe you just started believing in Jesus for the first time, or maybe you're here and you're not even sure what you believe about Jesus, and I just want to say this class is absolutely for you. Also, some of you guys have been here, or who are here, you've been walking in the faith since I was a child, if not before then, and this class is absolutely for you as well. Because what we want to do is, we don't want to just learn the foundations in the faith and move on from them, but we want to become more and more experts in it. It's a funny thing, you go to seminary and you get a master's in theology, but the truth is that you never master theology. What you want is that you want to be mastered by your theology, and that's exactly what we're doing here in the next few weeks. We're going to do that by learning and relearning, as I said, the core doctrines and practices of the Christian faith. We're going to intentionally really lean into the intellectual. We want to use our minds here. Now, of course, we don't want to be heads on sticks, as is often said, but we do want to really think hard about the doctrines. We don't want to just gloss over the doctrines and say, well, this is a teaching of the faith and move on. I want to show you the scriptures that we actually found these teachings off of and that the historic church has founded these teachings off of for the last 2,000 years. So we want to do that. And also, it should not stay there. Because whenever we change how we think about God, it's going to change ultimately how we love God, and how we love God will ultimately lead to how we live our lives together. So this is a moment where we're going to lean into the intellect, into the mind, but it's not going to stay there. And likewise, we as a church believe in both word and spirit. This means that as we are thinking about the Bible, as we are thinking about what it says and what it means, the Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit, is likely going to impress things upon everyone's souls and minds here, including my own, including everyone who's going to be teaching this class, because powerful things happen whenever we open the scriptures. The Holy Spirit illuminates the scriptures to us. He explains things to us, and he helps us to understand things, but he also leads us into new places as well that might be specific to each and every person who is here. So I just want to say, yes, let's use our minds, but also, my friends, look for all the other things that are going to come along with that. So let me take a little bit of time here to frame up our time together. Each of you should have some class overview documents that you got as you walked in. If you don't have one, they're right over there on the table, or you can look on with a friend. In fact, I don't have one. Can I borrow one? I forgot to bring one. Thank you so much. I'll give it back, I promise. All right. So, hey, here's what we're going to be doing today, over the next 4 weeks. This is a class called Christian Essentials. This is a study of essential doctrines and praxis of biblical Christianity. We are going to do this in quite a few different ways. We have class objectives on here. I'm not going to go through every one of these. I'm going to let you read it for yourselves, but I do just want to point out what I've already explained. You're going to see on here that these are broken up into head, heart, and hands. So we're hoping that what you learn in this class is going to affect not just what you think, but what you love, and ultimately what you do. If you look on the back of this document, you're going to see a little bit about class participation and workshop schedule, or workshop schedule, the class schedule. We're going to be talking about the good news today, next week, the Bible, week three, the Trinity, and week four, the church. So that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going for. But I want to take just a few minutes before we jump into our first table discussion to talk about participation and method. We have very painstakingly taken some time to put together not just teachings, but also discussions and also readings. And of course, this is not a college class where you're paying money in order to be held accountable to earn an A, a B, a C, or whatever it may be. Instead, these bits of homework are going to be here in a way to help you to entertain an idea for more than just a moment. In other words, we're going to have readings that are going to prepare you for your next discussion. The discussion is going to prepare you for the teaching. The teaching is going to prepare you for an activity. It's all been put together. And my encouragement to each of you is, as much as you are able and willing to participate in the homework, you're going to get whatever out of this that you put into it. There will be a cost to be paid whenever we investigate the depths of Scripture. And that's going to look different for each of us, depending on our life stage and what we even have going in the next four weeks. For some of us, we're just like, hey, we're happy that we're here. And if so, I'm happy that you're here too. But I just want to encourage you to consider what you can do in terms of homework and discussions and not just the lectures. Also, some of us are introverts. Can I get an amen? Oh, see, that was actually kind of loud for introverts. Good job. Some of us are introverts. Sometimes we think, oh, the discussions are for the extroverted people. The discussions are not for me. The reading is for me. And your extroverted people are like, I don't really want to read sometimes. I mean, that's probably a misnomer. But they're for sure like the discussions. Those are for me. Those are my bread and butter. Hey, what we want to do in these discussions is we want to learn from one another and not just from the person on stage. And yes and amen to good Bible teaching from pastors, but there's lots that can be learned even from those who are around you. So I just encourage you to participate in those as well as they come up. And just know that, hey, no one is here to dunk on you with their theological prowess, all right? We are all here to learn, myself included. I'm really excited to teach, but guys, I'm really excited because I have learned and relearned so many things even preparing for this. So we're all taking the stance of a student of the Word of God today. All right, we've already talked about schedule. Hey, and an embodied method. Let me just say a couple of words here before we get started and into our discussion. We could have already created content on the internet. We could have sent it to you. We could have said, hey, here you go, do it on your own, instead of creating new things and teaching them in person and taking up valuable calendar space. So why on earth in a digital age would we do such a thing? That's because God intended the church to be together. God intended all of us to be together. We learn better together. And yes, I've had online classes as well. That doesn't mean that they're not helpful. But what we want to do is we want to provide for you teaching from your pastors and for you to learn from not just your pastors, but also from other members and attenders of our church. And whenever we're together, the learning is so much sweeter. And so I just want to say that, yes, we're going to be recording each of these sessions. We're going to be putting any of our documents online so you can get them. If you need to miss one, no sweat. But I just want to ask you to really try your hardest to be here because it'll be even sweeter if you do. All right, well, that's all I have to say in terms of just introducing the class. We'll get into session one in a second. But first, we're going to move to our first discussion. And I got three things for you guys to talk about. First of all, introduce yourself to your table. Hey, some of you guys are at your table. You know each other. I think these guys do. Hey, if you guys want to jump in with someone else too, that's great. Introduce yourself to your table. Get to know one another. Number two, what are you hoping to get out of this four-week class? This could be different than the next person beside you. And then third, what do you do whenever you want to pray, but you aren't sure where to start? Not so much for tips and tricks, but where do you personally, whenever you're having a hard time praying, what do you do in order to get out of that rut or out of that hard time? So we're gonna take a few minutes here. We're gonna have about, I need to check my schedule, maybe like 15, 20 minutes. So take your time. You don't have to hit each of these, but just go wherever the energy is, and then I'll let you know whenever session one begins. Race, set, go.